Sounds like a meeting at Nova here. Carla Santana from his latest album, At Havana Moon. It's 25 minutes now past 7. Birthdays today include Mr. Fred O'Donovan, who is a big shot in RTE. Now that we mentioned him, nobody will talk to him out there. Fred O'Donovan, happy birthday, 56 today. Vincent Price is also celebrating, 72, and Christopher Lee is celebrating as well, 61. They have a great party. Nobody has come, they'd be too scared. Henry Kissinger is 60 today, also celebrating. Susie from Susie and the Banshees, who is 26. And also celebrating indeed, Cilla Black, 40. Ramsey Lewis is 48. And somebody from the New Seekers, Marty Christian, is celebrating his birthday. Don't know what age he is, he's not giving it. 92, Marty Christian. Here's a record from them. By the New Seekers to celebrate the birthday of Marty Christian. And I get a little sentimental over you. 28 minutes past 7.
We frame it. We will frame it for you. The We Frame It shops have built their reputation on friendly and informative service, precision workmanship, the most extensive choice of frames and mountings available in colors and finishes to suit your personal requirements, and a one-week guaranteed framing service. We Frame It also stock fine art posters, limited edition screen prints and etchings, and provide a dry mounting and canvas stretching service. We Frame It. Call in and talk to us at 64A Upper Georgia Street, Dunleary by the People's Park, or ground floor, Powers Court Townhouse Center.
Bet you'd like to be there. Here's an opportunity you just can't miss. Nino Travel are offering an all-in exclusive trip that includes boat, private coach, hotel, and admission to the David Bowie concert in Milton Keynes on the 1st of July. Some tickets are still available, so don't be left alone with your record player. Contact Nino Travel, 47 Narcissus Street, or telephone 775-775. That's 775-775.
On that bargain! Crank! Smart! Left, right, left,
if you're the
right,
type of person
left,
that enjoys the outdoor life, then Army Bargains of 30 Little Mary Street, just off Cable Street, is the place for you. Army Bargains. Try us for a bargain on airbeds, tents, sleeping bags, parka jackets, combat jackets, and ex-Army gear.
Company! Halt!
Army Bargains. Telephone 744-600. down-to-earth prices for down-to-earth people.
For a wide selection of international food served in a modern atmosphere, come to Bananas, open 6 days a week till 7:30, late opening Friday till 10, with live music. Bananas, the natural food restaurant par excellence. Bananas, 15 Upper Stephen Street, off Georgia Street.
Mourne Tours and the Nurien Mourne Tourist Development Association are offering a weekend shopping on June 3rd by coach to Nurien, including a tour of the beautiful Mourne Mountains. Cost including two nights B&B with one evening meal, $37.50 sterling. Phone 285-308. That's 285-308.
You're tuned to Radio Nova this Friday morning, the day of the Radio March, and here's Bob Gallico with the latest news headlines.
Thank you, Declan. The Shannon has passed the bill to amend the Constitution in relation to abortion by 14 votes to 6. Dublin bus services will be disrupted this morning because of a strike at the Coiningham Road depot. In the Lebanon, one Israeli soldier has been killed and 14 others wounded in a bomb attack. The Swedish Navy has begun a new search for a possible foreign submarine spotted in Swedish waters. 6 people were killed and 22 seriously injured when the Ostend-Vienna Express plowed into a landslide near Cologne in West Germany. It's now feared that more than 100 people died after an earthquake and tidal wave struck northern Japan yesterday. In Britain, the main political parties are getting extra police protection in case of terrorist violence. And defense continued to be a main issue in last night's election campaign. The weather for Dublin, dry with good sunny periods, highest temperature 14 degrees Celsius. Winds light to moderate northeasterly, force 2 or less on Dublin Bay.
And at 7:31.
Thank you very much. And in the papers, poll warning by Cardinal is the headline in the Irish press this morning. Going on to say that Cardinal O'Fee yesterday called on Catholics to refuse support of any kind to organizations which justified and used murder as a way of achieving their ends. He made his appeal after the shooting dead of an RUC reservist, a father of 2 children outside Cookstown RUC station in County Tyrone. On the same day, the provisional Sinn Féin issued its election manifesto. Although there's no direct link in the Cardinal's statement, as reported in the press, the headline would seem to suggest that Cardinal O'Fee is saying don't vote for Sinn Féin. The press also says labor court body slated by employers, and it's this story which occupies places of prominence in the other two papers. The Times has it, employers attack labor court's pay proposals. The Independent has it more colloquially, bosses condemn labor court. Employers' leaders last night condemned the labor court over a series of controversial recommendations. Their upset is significant, for they usually accept the court's advice. But last night, the powerful Federated Union of Employers indicated they were far from satisfied with a number of package settlement proposals put forward by the court. Some recent labor court recommendations show a lack of knowledge and appreciation of our economic situation, said an FUE statement, or FUE to you and your recommendations. The three papers confirm their price increases effective today. Once again, the Times and Independent say they are compelled to put up the price, and the press just tells you it's up. Nobody had to twist their arm. Increased operating material costs were sufficient reasons. According to the press, TDs were torn between the unending amendments to the finance bill in the late sitting of the Doyle last night and the excitement of the FA Cup final replay on TV in the Doyle bar. They could hardly be blamed for watching the football because in the chamber, the Duke's V.O. Kennedy game was a match of utter boredom. And speaking of long speeches, they could do well to listen to a small article in yesterday's Irish Times. China's bureaucrats got a new message yesterday. Cut out time-wasting meetings. The People's Daily, the Communist Party newspaper, said too many meetings went on much too long and consisted largely of useless speeches. It condemned officials who believed the importance of a meeting was measured by its length. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more. So I won't.
Yes, okay, thank you, Bob. They have to have a meeting to decide that, though.
That's right, a long
meeting. Okay, it's 26 and a half minutes now towards 8 on the Bracky Tracky. Here's the latest from Yazoo.
If I wait for just a second more, I know I'll forget what I came here for. My head was so full of things to say, but as I opened my lips, all my words slip away. You can change.
And the latest record, which is called Nobody's Diary, and especially not Adolf Hitler's anyway. That's the latest record from them. It's in the top 10 at the moment. 23 minutes to 8. Don't forget about the march this afternoon in support of independent radio, etc. Well, it convenes at 2 o'clock at the GPO and marches then to the Leinsters. See you there. Here's Patrick Simmons at 23 before 8. You're so wrong. Who we dedicate that one to? No naughty suggestions. Patrick Simmons there from the Doobie Brothers. It's 20 minutes now to 8, and here is a record from 1975 by Queen, and You're My Best Friend.
You're such a liar.
What a nice record from Queen and You're My Best Friend. The time now, 17 minutes before 8, and what's happening, Bob?
Well, Top of the News is not exactly earth-shattering world terms, but very important to people who are going to work, and that's that Dublin bus services will be disrupted this morning because of a strike at the Coiningham Road depot. Now, we better tell people what the routes are, so you may have to walk or get the bike.
This is news. This is a rehash of old.
This is a rehash. Here are the routes affected. 21, 21A, 23, 24, 25, 26, bingo, 36, 36A, 36B, 37, 51, 66, 68, 69, and 70, 72, 76, 78, 78A, 78B, 79, and 80. So if you're on any of those routes, better get moving.
Yes, 16 and a half to 8.
You earthling, very strange, putting paint with brush on frames of windows in houses. Evidence of no solution to problem.
Yes, there is. Global Windows.
Global Windows. Insufficient data.
Global aluminium windows and doors implement the Baco Glaze designer range, are 100% draft and maintenance free, promise an end to painting and decorating, and are backed by a 10-year guarantee for parts and labor.
Global. Brilliant concept. Almost cosmic in its brilliance.
Call 308882 today and get a better view of the world through Global Windows.
Soothsayer.
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 Trevor Howard Duke Lane now on. Top quality, top names from £69. Special Sunday opening and no parking problems. The Suit Sale at Trevor Howard Duke Lane. Now on.
Get it right. Get it at the Texto Price. Texto Prices. Downright prices. Yeah.
Tesco introduces downright prices and more, like Tesco chickens, £2.39 plus half a dozen eggs free. Tesco sweet pickle, 35 pence, plus 25% extra free. That's even more to shout about.
Get it at Tesco, downright prices. Getting it right, it's getting it Tesco.
It's my hometown, New York. Hey, fancy a free return trip to New York? Well, everyone who buys a new Ford Escort from Fairlane this month gets a free trip to my old hometown. And you can bring a pal for half price. And you get a free $100 to start your spree in the U.S. of A. Fairlane have the cars, and you get the free trip to the Big Apple. Talk to Fairlane, the Ford people in Tala at 515-200.
I'll give you a list of my favorite hotspots.
What a place, New York, New...
This is important. Closing down sale at Friends Lady Shop in the ILAC Center. Everything must be sold to clear. Latest summer fashions, all prices slashed. The Friends Lady Shop closing down sale at the ILAC Center. Don't miss the bargains.
Rathmines Motors, the Opel Center for your Opel.
And a little note from me here, Bob. It's 14 to 8 that says, mention Lion's Tea. Okay, we did, right? All right.
You'll get your tea at 8:45 this morning.
Thank you.
I've dedication and a big hello to Joan Griffith, husband Clive, and son Jason. Oh, another Jace the Pace down in Blessington. Good morning, folks. And more sports news. We know that Manchester United won the FA Cup 4-0, but did you know that Fairlane Motors beat Michael Orr in the Soccer Knockout Cup round at 2-1? Did you know that? No, you didn't. Well, you do now. Do you ever ring up people and get one of these recording machines that, you know, answer and say, this is a recording, please speak now?
Yes.
I hate them. But in America, they've got a highly original one. They have phone answering things with celebrities' voices on them. Well, imitations of celebrities on them. For example, they have one, a Richard Nixon one, that goes, answers the phone, my fellow American, let me make this perfectly clear, I am not a crook. Now, who would hang up on a call on a thing like that? There's another one. Humphrey Bogart's answering tape. Okay, sweetheart, so you've called and nobody's home, and now you're going to hang up without leaving a message. Take my advice, kid. Don't. You'll live to regret it. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon, and for the rest of your life. So wait for the tone. Here's looking at you, kid.
I think you're looking for Nixers, Bob. It's Bob Gallagher, 19 Herbert Street, Dublin 2. Out of work, newscaster.
I'm going to make one of those that when they ring up, the thing I get the... What time is it? Is it time to get up yet? No, when they pick it up, they hear a voice that says, brr, brr, busy line, sorry.
12 and a half minutes now to 8. We have a letter here. I said yesterday it was going to go through some of the letters that we got. We really got a huge post bag of them over the last week.
Tremendous.
And this one from a Nova fan at 2 Brookwood Grove, RTÉ Dublin 5, one of the many poems that we received. And dear Decky, here is a poem we read it out if you could. Okay, so how about I listen to Radio Nova from morning till noon and night. But last week on Wednesday morning, Nova lost all of its might. There was no more Decky Wecky. That wasn't a bad idea. No more Bob Gallico. The P&T shut you all down in the prime of your breakfast show. So they did too. I thought what I'd do without them. I couldn't listen to RTE, poor old RTE. So I got on the phone to Doyle Aaron, to the Minister for P&T. And the last verse is, so my message for Mr. Ted Nealon is, don't tangle with Nova no more. They've got the people on their side. RTE's just been kicked out the door. Poor old RTE.
Poor old RTE. That's very nice. Very good.
Yeah, well, that's a Nova fan of two Brookwood Grove, Artane and Dublin 5. As I say, we've got many, many cards and letters in, many, many poems and songs and all sorts of things, so thanks, God.
Thank you very much indeed. You're a great bunch out there. You really are.
Yeah, it's wonderful, man. You're just wonderful people. No, seriously, it's terrific. Yeah. You'd actually read out a few more.
Okay.
All right. Back to the music. Al Jarreau, 11 to 8.
Morning, Mr. Radio. Morning, Mr. Jimmy. Baby says she loves me, and need I tell you that?
That's the morning song by Al Jarreau. Now, it's 7 minutes to 8. Have a listen to this.
This afternoon, we march from the GPO in Dublin to Leinster House.
Really?
In peaceful protest to highlight the demand for independent radio in Ireland.
They will imprison us. They will fine us. They will seize our possessions. But they cannot take away our self-respect if we do not give it to them.
Bring your transistor radio and join us on our peaceful protest this afternoon. We assemble at the GPO in Dublin at 2 o'clock and then march to Leinster House to highlight the demand for independent radio in Ireland. They're your stations. Don't let them down.
Oh, good man, Tony. Oh, dear. That's a file away, that one. What do you think, Bob? The annals of broadcasting. It's coming up now to 6 minutes before 8. Yes, indeed, the march today at 2 from the GPO. It's the Greg Kinn Band.
Where were you when I needed you?
From the American Top 10 this week by the Greg Kinn Band. Our love is in jeopardy. Ooh, and it's a tax-free haven. Lots of my affairs are there. It's almost 8 o'clock. See you after the news.
You, earthlings, very strange, pudding paint with brush on frames of windows in houses. Evidence of no solution to problem.
Yes, there is. Global windows.
Global windows. Insufficient data.
Global aluminium windows and doors implement the Baco Glaze designer range, are 100% draft and maintenance free, promise an end to painting and decorating, and are backed by a 10-year guarantee for parts and labor.
Global. Brilliant concept. Almost cosmic in its brilliance.
Call 308882 today and get a better view of the world through Global Windows.
Fly Avair.
Places to visit, people to see. When you fly Avair, you'll be happy to be. So smile, you're on Avair.
New twice-daily service to East Midlands, serving Derby, Nottingham, Leicester, Sheffield and Coventry for as little as £78 return. Call Avair on 429-644 or your travel agent.
So smile, you're on.
429-644.
It's the only place you want to be. Men's casual wear is a shop to see. It's a brand new shop and it's in Duke Lane. Shop there once, you'll be back again.
Londa's beetroot 23.5p. Londa's 10-ounce salad cream 39p. Large Londa's dog and cat food 21p. Just some of the Londa's own brand bargains now at Londa's supermarket, Glass 2, Dunleary.
And bacon since 1820.
John, John, there's a Wickwood garden shed in our garden.
Yes, I know.
But where did you get the money? You've spent the housekeeping, haven't you?
No, no. I went to the Wickwood Centre last week, and I bought it on their new credit purchase plan. It costs less than £3 a week. I just paid my deposit and arranged delivery for today. It's great. Why wait, they said.
Oh, John, it's beautiful. Now take your golf clubs out from underneath the stairs and move that old chest of drawers.
The Wickwood Centres, Donnybrook and Santry.
It's Lion's Tea Time.
Radio Nova.
It's 8 o'clock. This is Bob Gallico. Good morning. Dublin bus services will be disrupted this morning because of a strike at the Conyngham Road depot. Members of the National Bus Workers Union are picketing the guards because of disciplinary action against some of their members. The routes affected will be the 21, 21A, 23, 24, 25, 26, 36, 36A, 36B, 37, 51, 66, 68, 69, and 70, 72, 76, 78, 78A, and 78B, 79, and 80. The Senate has passed the bill to amend the Constitution in relation to abortion by 14 votes to 6. Fine Gael members abstained, and the bill was opposed by Labour and two independents. It now goes to the President for signature, and a referendum date is expected to be announced shortly. At an EEC meeting, the government has criticized French and British domestic purchasing measures, which it says are aimed at discouraging American and Japanese companies from setting up in other EEC countries. The measures are said to have taken thousands of jobs from this country. It's now feared that more than 100 people died after an earthquake and tidal wave struck northern Japan yesterday. 41 people have been confirmed dead, and a big sea search has been going on for more than 60 others who are still missing. It's thought there's little hope of finding survivors among them. In the Lebanon, one Israeli soldier has been killed and 14 others wounded in a bomb attack. They were traveling through a village by bus in eastern Lebanon when the bomb exploded at the roadside. Six people were killed and 22 seriously injured when the Ostend-Vienna Express plowed into a landslide near Cologne in West Germany. The engine and front three carriages left the track when the train ran into the landslip, covering a 100-yard section of the rails. Rescue operations were completed early today, but the nationalities of the victims are still being established. The Swedish Navy has begun a new search for a possible foreign submarine spotted in Swedish waters. It was seen by four civilians and a Swedish defense spokesman at Sundsvall, and the observation was said to be reliable. Turkey is reported to have sent two brigades of troops into Iraq in a drive against Kurdish rebels who've been waging a guerrilla war to try to gain independence from both countries. The operation, involving more than 2,000 men, is thought to have been launched 2 days ago, and according to one report, it has the blessing of the Iraqi authorities. In Britain, the main political parties are getting extra police protection in case of terrorist violence. The move comes after a warning from Scotland Yard that the Provisional IRA may be planning attacks on mainland Britain. The Yard are worried about the movements of two men in particular, John Downey, aged 30, from County Cavan, and his IRA associate, Sean O'Callaghan, who comes from Tralee. The Yard said that for the time being, special branch detectives would shadow Mr. Foote, Mr. Jenkins, and Mr. Steele. The Prime Minister received security protection as a matter of course. Defence continued to be a main issue in last night's election campaign. Mrs. Thatcher accused Labour of not facing up to that and other key issues. Independent radio news from Ireland at 3 minutes past eight.
Get it right. Get it at the Tesco price. Tesco prices. Downright prices. Yes.
Tesco introduces downright prices and more, like Tesco chickens, £2.39 plus half a dozen eggs free. Tesco sweet pickle, 35 pence plus 25% extra free. That's even more to shout about.
Get it at Tesco. Downright prices. Getting it right, she's getting it Tesco.
Sasha's got the clothes that show she knows how to look great.
Dashing denim skirts were $14.99, now $6.99. Fabulous cotton skirts and blouses, $4.99 and $3.99. Fashion stretch denim jeans, unbelievably $9.99. Thousands of t-shirts, stunning sweatshirts, Sasha special collection, all reduced to clear. Sasha's sale, 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 Dublin Bray Cork.
Sasha's girl, she'll be you. Radio Nova.
What's happening? Good morning. It's Friday morning's Brekkie Trekkie from Radio Nova on a beautiful sunny day. Let's see what the forecast holds for us for the rest of the day in Dublin. Dry with sunny periods. The high 14 degrees Celsius, which is hot. Winds northeasterly, light to moderate, force 2 or less on Dublin Bay. Here's one that leaped into the British chart this week at number 19 from Booker Newbery III.
Everybody, bring your body to love town.
like gladness in love town. Put your hands together.
To Love Town, Bucker Newbury the Turd. Wonder how much of a turd he is. Okay, hello now to Terry, who lives at 25 Avoca Road, South Circular Road in Dublin 8. And she said she'd like to hear some more Bob Dylan, because he played a lot on his birthday, and could we dedicate one to her brother Bill. Okay, Terry, on Monday, tell you what, we'll play another Bob Dylan for you round about this time. All righty. 8:15 now past 8. John Oates with their latest record, which is called I'm a Family Man. And the time now, 8:11. You tune to Radio Nova on the Brekkie Trekkie on Friday morning. Beautiful Friday, start of the summer. And wow, we're all perky this morning. But if we were asleep, well, something that would wake us up, of course, is Milestones of Pop History. Yes, another one this morning. Aren't you lucky? And we look back to 1957. And we see the release of Buddy Holly and the Crickets' first record. And that'll be the day it reached number one in the UK and number three in the US of A. Buddy Holly and the Crickets are a milestone of pop history, with the time 12 minutes now past 8.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, you give me all your love.
loving, all your hugs and kisses and your money too. Well, you know you love me, baby, still you tell me maybe that someday will I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yeah, yeah, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. So if we ever part, then I leave you. You sit and hold me and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yeah, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well,
wow, the beginning of an era. Buddy Holly and the Crickets, their first release, 1957, on this date. And that'll be the day. It's 14 and a half minutes past eight. Well, Bob, a worsening situation on the buses, is it?
Yes, this will be the day that a lot of people will be late for work because Dublin bus services are disrupted this morning because of a strike at the Conyngham Road Depot. The routes affected are 21, 21A, 23, 24, 25, 26, 36, 36A, 36B, 37, pauses for breath, 51, 66, 68, 69, and 70, 72, 76, 78, 78, A and B, 79, and 80.
Yes, and it has a good side, you know. Many people will have an excuse now for being late for work. They'll be going for coffee and beauty, and then, oh, no buses this morning.
That's right, I had to walk.
It's a quarter past eight.
When I feel a little peckish, I reach for Crackots. Crackots are so light, so crispy, and of course, they don't crumble. But when you bite into Crackots, that delicious, scrumptious taste drives you more than crackers. Just think about it. You can top Crackots with cheese or salad or ham or jam or, yes, even a nice piece of chicken or pickles or salami or tomato or... Crackots. They're all crunch and no crumble. I mean, anything else is just crackers.
Have you woken up to the fact that you can have your old eiderdown recovered or turned into a luxurious continental quilt? At Parkside Bedding Company, we can turn your old eiderdown into a luxurious continental quilt or simply recover it. For continental quilt conversions, continental quilts and continental quilt cover sets, call to Parkside Bedding Company, 25 Lower Ormond Quay, Dublin 1, or phone Helen.
Hello, Parkside Bedding.
At 728-309.
Here's the name all car owners should remember.
Ashmore Ryder.
Specialise in motor crash repairs. A unique streamlined system using the most modern equipment in Ireland now means you get the perfect result at a really good price.
Ashmore Ryder.
And what about this? If you have comprehensive insurance, you won't even have to pay. Ashmore Ryder look after the financial end for you. Ashmore Ryder, Rings End, Dublin. One day you may be glad you knew
Ashmore Ryder.
The fine weather's on the way. A perfect time to replace those old windows and doors. With Moy Glass, you get attractive aluminium units in many styles and finishes. 2 to 3 weeks delivery, complete reliability and top service, and a 10-year guarantee. Moy Glass Limited. Phone 503-232. A bonded member of the Moy Group.
The Big D has arrived. At Bellegarde Road and Georgia Street, you'll find a bright new approach to DIY gardening and home improvement. To celebrate the Big D Gala opening, Mike Murphy will be at the Dropwood store in Bellegarde Road at 2 p.m. and in Georgia Street at 3:30 p.m. There's a free draw every hour. Mime from Charlie Chaplin, a vintage car, balloons and baggage for the kids, plus masses of Big D prize drives. So drop in this weekend and discover the big difference Big D can make.
Gentlemen, here's £25 free from friends, and we mean it. Spend £100 on the latest men's fashions, we give you £25 worth of goods, and you're free to select whatever you like. Choose from those great European fashions at Friends Man Shops, Duke Lane and Johnson's Court, Grafton Street. It's like money in your trouser pockets. Be £25 smarter at Friends Man Shops.
And the time, 18 minutes now past 8 o'clock, and today, of course, the day of the big march, the big radio march. In fact, we didn't intend to have a march at all. Sort of events passed us out. There were so many people ringing up, and they got to have a march. I mean, everybody has a march.
That's right.
And here we are. Well, we're in this situation, and it starts at 2 o'clock today at the GPO, and, well, it proceeds along to Leinster House to hand in a petition. And thank you indeed to everybody who signed petitions. It's already now, I believe, 115,000 signatures.
Incredible. I'd like to say thanks, too, by the way, to two fellas, Owen Hayes and Max Doyle from Blackrock College. They collected 600 names and brought them into me yesterday.
Very good. And even if you say that even 15,000 of those are Elizabeth Ropley or something, if there is a suggestion like that, I mean, still at least an incredible amount of signatures.
Awful lot of people. What would you like to see in local radio or in independent radio, Decky?
Well, I'd like to see several stations in the Dublin area, Bob. I'd like to see a Radio Nova. I'd like to see what Leinster were doing. And I'd like to see all the entertainment catered for.
Yeah.
But alongside that, I'd like to see the community stations like Radio Talla, Radio Finglas, Radio Gwaelin, Radio Conor Gaeilge, Radio anything you want.
That's right. I mean, some people have said, well, I mean, what about these stations like Radio Nova? They just play pop music and have a bit of news or something. I mean, we need news analysis. Of course we do. And RTE do an extremely good job of news analysis in depth. And we absolutely need that. We need perhaps a bit more of it. But we also need the kind of programming that stations like Nova, Leinster and Sunshine bring. In other words, that you have a choice of listening. That you can hear what you want to. Some people say the young people will be brainwashed by pop. Young people are intelligent, and they will listen to what they want to. If they want news analysis, and they do, they want to know what's going on at home in the world, they will listen to the news analysis. But they want to be able to switch over to something else, you know, when they want to. And that's really what it's all about.
And these smaller community radio stations could be financed by creaming off some of the money that's made by the entertainment channels. It's funny that in the media of radio, that many people look to, especially the higher-ups, look to this sort of community, cultural and information thing, but they never sort of really get involved with, say, videos. They never sort of say the only videos you can watch are ones that are good for your head.
Yeah.
I mean, radio can be used as an entertainment channel, and I think both services, entertainment and information and cultural activities and community affairs, can run side by side.
They can indeed. They're all part. They run successfully like that in America. At the moment in America, FM is all music and AM is all chat and news and news analysis. So you have a choice. You can listen to what you want to listen to when you want to. You know what I'd like to see, of course, Zeki?
What's that?
Radio Bob.
You've got that already in the morning.
24 hours. I do the news and play all the records and the commercials. And
I barely get in here.
I might have two listeners. They'd have a choice.
No, I do find it worrying, Bob, that often people say, oh, yes, well, we're going to have community radio with some entertainment, the right mix or something, you know, for a few hours a day we have music, a few hours a day we have this. Well, we've come to expect music on our dial 24 hours a day on a button. That should continue alongside the other aspect of it.
It's the choice, really, that is what it's all about. The choice, if you want music, you listen to music. If you want news and analysis, you listen to it. But it should all be available.
Right. And we want a job.
Yes.
Thank you. 21 and a half minutes now past 8, and this one is for Stephanie Stiles. The message is, I love you, and it comes from Jerry. And here's a record for you. Linda Ronstadt, 21 and a half minutes past 8.
I heard you talk around this town. Talk about you and me. How full of love with you. Wanted to be free. Well, that's easy for you to say. That I don't know what I'm doing. That I fell away.
From the American Charts this week, and Easy For You To Say. Coming up to 25 minutes now past 8, and birthdays today include Mr. Fred O'Donovan, who's chairman of the RTE Authority. He's 56. Maybe we'll ring him up and ask him, is he anything to say on his birthday? Happy birthday to you, Fred. And hello to Bill as well. Vincent Price is celebrating. He's 72. Christopher Lee, who used to play Dracula, is 61. Could you imagine Vincent Price and Christopher Lee getting together for a party? Nobody would turn up there. They'd be all scared. Henry Kissinger is 60 today. He's the man who achieved peace in the Middle East. Ho, ho, ho. John Conte, the former boxer, is 32. Duncan Goodhue, the swimmer, is 26. Susie from Susie and the Banshees is 26. Also, Marty Christian, the New Seekers, he's celebrating too. Ramsey Lewis from the Ramsey Lewis Trio is 48. And also celebrating the young lady from Liverpool, Cilla Black, who's 40.
Anyone who ever loved could look at me and know that I love you. Anyone who ever dreamed could look at me and know I dream of you. Knowing I
Black on her birthday, 40 today, and anyone who had a heart. 28 and a half minutes past 8.
Candy Blockbusters now save you at least 25%. This month, Super Savers. Single channel walkie-talkie save £15, now only £29.95. Multitesters from £8.95. SCT 29 stereo cassette save £58, now only £119.95. Only from Microworld at Tandy of Georgia Street, Dublin 2.
When I feel a little peckish, I reach for Crackots. Crackots are so light, so crispy, and of course, they don't crumble. Oh, but when you bite into Crackots, That delicious, scrumptious taste drives you more than crackers. Just think about it. You can top crackers with cheese or salad or ham or jam or, yes, even a nice piece of chicken or pickles or salami or tomato or... crackers. They're all crunch and no crumble. I mean, anything else is just crackers.
Converting old Eiderdowns into luxurious continental quilts is easy and makes economical sense. Parkside Bedding Company have been around for 30 years and they've got a lot of satisfied customers. If you want your old Eiderdown converted, call to Parkside Bedding Company, 25 Lower Ormond Quay, Dublin 1.
Avair, flying holiday specials every day to Blackpool and the Isle of Man. Call Avair on 429-644 or your travel agent. Avair, 429-644.
The only place you want to be. Men's casual wear is a shop to see. It's a brand new shop and it's in Duke Lane. Shop there once, you'll be back again.
Hello there.
Hi.
What's the special today? Ah, chicken curry. Yes, that looks nice. I'll have one of those. And for dessert, well, your apple pie with cream. And, of course, a cup of your freshly brewed coffee.
If you'd like to take your dessert token, sir, we have your dessert and coffee warm for you when you've finished your curry.
Ah.
Chicken curry, dessert and coffee. That will be $2.90 altogether.
Great value, too. Lunchtimes at Malloy Taverns make working days worthwhile.
I hope so, sir. Enjoy your meal now.
Malloy Taverns are serving superb food citywide. Call into the Foxhound Inn, Kilbarrick, the Fox's Cove, Talla, the Greyhound Inn, Blanchardstown, the Royal Oak, Finglas, the Swiss Cottage, Santry, or the Belcamp Inn, Coolock for a tasty bite today. It will make your working day worthwhile.
Radio Nova, and the time now, 8:31. Bob has the headlines.
Thank you, Declan. Dublin bus services will be disrupted this morning because of a strike at the Coiningham Road depot. The Shannon has passed the bill to amend the constitution in relation to abortion by 14 votes to 6. In the Lebanon, one Israeli soldier has been killed and 14 others wounded in a bomb attack. It's now feared that more than 100 people died after an earthquake and tidal wave struck northern Japan yesterday. 6 people were killed, 22 seriously injured when the Ostend-Vienna Express plowed into a landslide near Cologne in West Germany. The Swedish Navy has begun a new search for a possible foreign submarine spotted in Swedish waters. In Britain, the main political parties are getting extra police protection in case of terrorist violence, and defense continued to be a main issue in last night's election campaign. The weather for Dublin, dry with good sunny periods, highest temperature 14 degrees Celsius. The winds light to moderate, northeasterly force 2 or less on Dublin Bay. In the papers, poll warning by Cardinal is the headline in the Irish Press this morning, going on to say that Cardinal O'Fee yesterday called on Catholics to refuse support of any kind to organizations which justified and used murder as a way of achieving their ends. He made his appeal after the shooting dead of an RUC reservist, a father of 2 children, outside Cookstown RUC station in County Tyrone. On the same day that Provisional Sinn Féin issued its election manifesto. Although there's no direct link in the Cardinal's statement, the headline would seem to suggest that Cardinal O'Fee is saying don't vote for Sinn Féin. The press also says labor court body slated by employers. And it's this story which occupies places of prominence in the other two papers. The Times has it, employers attack labor court's pay proposals. And the Independent has it more colloquially, bosses condemn labor court, not the boss of bosses. Employers' leaders last night condemned the labor court over a series of controversial recommendations. Their upset is significant, for they usually accept the court's advice. But last night, the powerful Federated Union of Employers indicated they were far from satisfied with the number of package settlements proposals put forward by the court. Some recent labor court recommendations show a lack of knowledge and appreciation of our economic situation, said an FUE statement, or FUE to you and your recommendations. The three papers confirm their price increases effective today. Once again, the Times and the Independent say they are compelled to put up the price, and the press just tells you it's up. Nobody had to twist their arm. Increased operating and material costs were sufficient reasons. Finally, on the back of the Independent is a picture of Mr. Michael Foot of the Labour Party in Britain receiving medical attention. Well, it shows a picture of Mr. Foot being kissed by a rather nice-looking lady. Labour Party leader Michael Foot surprised by a leggy beauty from the crowd as he addressed hospital staff at the Mayday Hospital in Thornton Heath, South London yesterday. Michelle Harwood, 18, from Shoreham, jumped onto the platform and planted a kiss on him to the delight of party workers and supporters. Mr. Foote, of course, hated every minute of it.
Thank you, Bob. 26 minutes now to 9. on a Radio Nova this Friday morning. Here's Irene Cara.
When there's nothing but a slow, flowing dream that your tears seem to hide deep inside your mind.
Very high up in the American charts this week for Irene Cara and Flashdance. 22 and a half minutes now before 9. This record for Miriam Kelly and all the Kelly gang at the Chancery Inn in Chancery Street in Dublin 7. Thank you for the letter and all the signatures as well, Miriam. And indeed, hello to John Kelly, who's celebrating his 21st birthday around this time. And especially for you, Sergio Mendes, at 22 minutes before 9.
I was as wrong as I could be to let you get away from me. I'll regret that for as long as I'm living. But now that I've come to see the light, all I want to do is make things right. So just say the word and tell me that I'm forgiven. You and me, we're gonna be better. Even more. This time you
Looking back now, it seems so clear. I had it all when you were here. Oh, you gave it all, and I took it for granted.
But if there's some feeling left in you, some flicker of love that still shines through, let's talk it out. Let's talk about second chance.
Presumably Brazil 2022 at the American Charts this week. Never Gonna Let You Go. It's now 18 before 9, and hello to Maria Barry of Santry, who's celebrating her birthday. Hello to you, Maria, from David and Sylvia, and boyfriend Fran as well. And indeed, thank you to Gloria Mulhall of Grove House, Moor Abbey, Monaster Reverend, County Kildare, for your letter in support of the situation. Thanks for signing the petition, and indeed to all your friends. Thank you. And now, at 17 and a half to 9, Association Windy. of the summer from the Association in Windy, a record released on this date in 1966. Looking at the time now, 15 and a half before nine.
The Big D has arrived. At Bellegarde Road and Georgia Street, you'll find a bright new approach to DIY gardening and home improvement. To celebrate the Big D Gala opening, Mike Murphy will be at the Dropwood store in Bellegarde Road at 2 p.m. and in Georgia Street at 3.30 p.m. There's a free draw every hour. Mime from Charlie Chaplin, a vintage car, balloons and badges for the kids, plus masses of Big D prize dives. So drop in this weekend and discover the big difference Big D can make.
You earthlings, very strange, putting paint with brush on frames of windows in houses. Evidence of no solution to problem.
Yes, there is. Global Windows.
Global Windows. Insufficient data.
Global Aluminium Windows and Doors implement the Baco Glaze Designer Range. Are 100% draft and maintenance free, promise an end to painting and decorating, and are backed by a 10-year guarantee for parts and labor.
Global. Brilliant concept. Almost cosmic in its brilliance.
Call 308882 today and get a better view of the world through Global Windows.
Soothsayer.
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 Trevor Howard Duke Lane now on. Top quality, top names from £69. Special Sunday opening and no parking problems. The Suit Sale at Trevor Howard Duke Lane. Now
this
on.
Is important. Closing down sale at Friends Lady Shop in the Ilac Center. Everything must be sold to clear. Latest summer fashions, all prices slashed. The Friends Lady Shop closing down sale at the Ilac Center. Don't miss the bargain.
It's fantastic.
It's fantastic.
Having my photograph taken.
It's fantastic.
Yes, but what about developing and printing your films? Is it fantastic too, or slow and disappointing? For results you'll be proud of in a time that's amazing, come to One Hour Photo, who process on the premises in Dublin, Belfast and Cork with prints on Kodak paper, plus free photo album. Also, same day enlargements.
One Hour Photo, oh, oh.
It's fantastic.
One Hour Photo, oh, oh. You don't have to wait, you don't have to wait any longer.
Rathmines Motors, the Opel Center for your Opel.
Thank you. And the time now, 13 minutes away from 9. The Nova Nag is...
The Nova Nag. Well, yesterday we came second at 2-1, so a slight loss, but not a complete loss, was it? No. Well, today there's meetings all over the place. Pontefract, Ayrt, Haydock on the Flat, Toaster and Sedgefield over the Jumps, day and night, meetings all over the place, plenty of chance to lose your money. Why bother with all those other meetings? Come and lose it with us at Haydock. Oh, sorry, Joe, I didn't mean that. In the 4 o'clock at Haydock, Joe O'Leary, our Nova Nagster, says have an each-way bet on Oregon Trail, written by John Reed, very fine young jockey indeed. So great. Oregon Trail, that's it.
Right, 12 and a half minutes now tonight. You know what that means, Bob. I get really excited.
Yes, yes. Good morning, sir. Here's your lion's tea, Mr. Decky, all fresh and steaming for you.
Thank you. I don't drink tea.
Ah, well, I'm afraid you'll have to drink it, sir. Lion's tea time. Oh, by the way, Mr. Decky, your fan mail has arrived. He's written again.
Oh, thank you. 12 before 9, and I see that Henry Kelly has decided to join TVAM.
Yes.
Always game for a laugh, is our Henry. The audience figures there, the latest ones that have been out, is that the BBC's breakfast television has zoomed up to 2 million, while TVAM has plummeted to 200,000.
Can our Henry reverse the situation?
Yes.
You remember I was telling you earlier on about this tapes in America for putting on your phone answering machine to encourage people to leave their name.
Right.
With imitations of celebrities. And I began to tell you about the Richard Nixon tape. It actually goes like this. My fellow American, let me make this perfectly clear. I'm not a crook. I'm here today recording these phone calls purely in the interest of national security. Please leave your message at the sound of the beep. I swear this tape will not be erased. Trust me.
Right.
How could you hang up when you got something like that?
Speaking of phones, there's a story in this morning's paper about a Dave Longman who was fed up getting the transatlantic telephone calls and lots of noises on them and clicks and bangs, etc., like we get down here sometimes. And he said he was repeating himself, phoning back and just shouting. He got fed up with it. So he came up with a solution. He wears a bucket over his head. And there's a picture here of him in his office, and he's got all the number, right, all the three-piece suit and the gin and tonic in front of him, all that sort of thing. And he has a bucket over his head with a little slit so he can see out. And he says that the bucket acts as an amplifier. Now he can hear everything loud and clear. It improves him.
I was going to say, I know a few people who could do with buckets over their heads. See you at the GPO at 2 o'clock, Decky.
For the proclamation.
Okay.
Thanks, Bob. It's 10 and a quarter minutes now to 9.
My girl likes candy, a candy too. She knocks me high up off my feet. She's so fine, F and B. I know you girl, and guess who?
Candy girl.
I'm a rock. The love's so sweet. Your face will keep.
Candy girl.
All I want to face. When you're with me, you're right now my day.
My girl's the best, and that's no lie. She tells me that I'm her only guy.
That might be true, but my girls are good. She don't play around, she's like to the point.
My girl like candy, a candy tree. She knocks me high up on my feet.
Thank you.
Jerry Rafferty, and Already Gone. Just time for one more on the Brecky Trekkie this morning. And it's a super new single from George Benson. Let Me Love You Just One More Time. For McHugh, 5 minutes to nine.
If you're asking me to say